Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, New York. Hello, everybody. Yay. Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yeah.
And the story that I heard, well, I've been hearing a lot of stories lately. All right. Just heard a story before I went on the air from my camera show director when Inner Sight gets back on the air. You know, we're still on the air, but we're rerun. But anyway, a story about a guy, not that old, about 60, who went into a nursing home, and they transferred him from the nursing home to a hospital, Stony Brook Hospital, because he refused to take the vaccination. Then they transferred him from Stony Brook to another nursing home. You know, they were passing this guy around.
That's disgusting.
And he was going through this for 2 or 3 months, and he died.
That's disgusting.
Died from a heart attack.
See?
So I wonder how many horror stories there are like that. Similar, you know.
Yeah.
Similar situations.
Yeah.
And that's why we got to get rid of these ridiculous nursing homes and stop wasting all this money, $172 billion a year, maybe more now. You know. So they say that Mr. Biden is not very popular. Well, Joe, if somehow you can listen to this show, or somebody could tell you, Inner Sight, that is, has 3 ways that you can bring up your popularity. Number one, get rid of these ridiculous nursing homes. Allow people to be in their own home with the help they need. All right? Number two, amend this ADA to give people rights with service dog schools and to make everything accessible so disabled people can have an easier time getting a job and pay taxes. There's more money.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, on number one, I forgot to mention, mandate the agencies so they can start raising the money so that the government can slack off a little bit and you know, and not have to put out all that money. All right? And the third thing is, I think I said three. The job, accessibility, and the nursing home. Those are the three major points that if Mr. Biden would do something, you know. And by the way, in doing all this, you don't have to spend more money.
Right.
You're going to cut back. Let the agencies start raising the damn money. What are they there for?
Yeah, right.
You know? So there you have it. Heard another story about this vaccination stuff. A woman who... I may have told it the other day, but it's worth repeating. A woman who had a baby and nursed the baby. And
so sad.
The child came down with blood clots, and so did the mother.
Mm.
So I don't know if she got... if she had the vaccination after she became pregnant or before, I don't know, but it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Either way, it's going to get you.
Yeah, sure is.
All right, Inner Sight, that's a mad. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And I'll tell you one thing that would be over the other thing is, Joe, I'll put in a fourth thing on that list, the stimulus.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
Give us that stimulus.
That's right.
We need it. On the news tonight on NBC Business News,
Oh, you heard it?
A lot of major economists are coming out and making statements that this thing is going to go all the way into the end of 2022.
That's
horrible. The economy, the bad economy.
Yeah.
And the gas for the cars going up. Food.
That's horrible.
Food's going
up.
Oh,
yeah, food's horrible. You can't get anything anywhere. Really.
So give us that stimulus. You got to... That's the reason, Mr. Biden, President Sir, that your popularity plummeted down
right
into the sewer with Ed Norton.
It's
true.
Yeah.
And somebody else told me something interesting. I don't know if how pertinent it is to the. They said that Saturday Night Live doesn't do skits about Joe anymore.
Oh, why?
I guess nobody. I guess people will change the channel. Who knows?
Oh, maybe.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And, yeah, you got to, the president has to step up and take charge and take the lead and do these things. I mean, you got so many people. You know, they say that the other day, 10 million jobs are available that aren't being filled. You know, I'll tell you something. Out of 10 million, how many of those places are accessible?
That's right.
For people who are disabled.
Probably
I'll bet
not.
You it's very few.
Yeah.
Very few.
Wow.
Disabled people would be glad to get a job.
Oh, God.
They're
yeah
better workers. Disabled,
yeah,
we're better workers than the average worker.
Yeah.
Because we know how hard it is to get a damn job.
Yes, we do.
You think it's hard to get a job?
Hmm.
Try it
you
disabled.
Don't know. Exactly.
See how far you get.
Right. You know? They hire a disabled person now. You know what they get? They get a benefit from doing that, you know?
Benefit?
Yeah, they do. They get like...
What kind of benefit?
Well, it's like, you know, a special tax write-off.
No.
Seriously.
Yeah, well... All right, that's an incentive, but the place still has to
right
be accessible. What good is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Without the accessibility.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't hire the person. The place is not accessible.
Yeah, they get in and out.
You know, if they're going to do that, they should make every place accessible. Then it would make more sense. Why is this government half-ass?
Like Grandpa used to say, half-ass.
That's what they are. That doesn't make sense. You're going to give somebody a tax write-off. Good, fine. Make make every place accessible so that when the person goes there, you know, they could say, well, look, your place is accessible. You know, if you think I'm qualified and you hire me, you can save X amount of thousand, whatever the amount is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's easy enough to find out. You can save X amount of dollars. See, I can help you by you hiring
right
me.
That's right. Oh, sorry.
But the place has got to be accessible.
Yeah, it's true.
Otherwise, it doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, it's true.
Just another way of kicking our ass.
Yeah.
That's all it is, world.
It sure is.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. Little Bear. And once again, thanking the Taquito Rescue for all the food.
Oh, yeah.
The rescue tablets for the arthritis.
Yeah.
my dog. And, yeah, so much to thank Joanne Diamond for and the whole crew over there in Tom's River, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Hey, you need food for your Akita or your cat? Nobody starves on Long Island.
Meow.
Will you cut that out? Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, he does veterinarian services. So check it out. 631-484-3085. All right. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, Long Island Connection. I want to thank Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sutton Insurance, Good Mojo Printers, some of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp.
Oh, yeah.
One of our really good friends for their donation. All right. I want to thank my good friend Olga Murray. We had a good conversation today.
I did.
The show the other night about a stimulus.
She agreed.
You know, we singled out Long Island. Well, we went a little lower. With Olga, I singled out Islip, the town of Islip. And she liked the idea so much so that she's going to try to find some people
to help.
Who will get behind us and make it happen.
That's cool.
All right. So you never know.
No, you don't.
I mean, I think these towns ought to step up in these times and help those of us
people
that only get a little bit of money every month.
Yeah.
You know? And especially in view of the fact that the government owes us
the
same thing that everybody else has.
Yeah.
So thank you, Olga Murray. Right. What?
That always doesn't happen right away. You have to, you know, really be persistent, and you have to have a legislator like Olga who is very sincere and, you know.
Well, she's not a legislator.
Well, no, I don't mean that.
She's a town clerk. She's a lawyer.
A town clerk. She's a lawyer. And she's a very genuine and sincere sweetheart. Is what I want to say about her. She really is. A
beautiful person.
She is, very much so. You have to
have we'll see what happens.
Like her.
We may be able to get this stimulus on a local
level,
you know, and it would make a big difference because I bet it would make national news.
Oh, yeah, and then once you make national news, it's history from there, you know?
Well, maybe some of the other towns will catch on and do it. Same thing.
Maybe not towns, but maybe the freaking state or even the federal government might catch on.
Yeah, the government. Well,
they're talking about it, and it shouldn't be talking. It should be action. People are suffering, you know.
Time for action. No more talk.
That's right. I hate when they just sit and talk and not do anything to help.
Well, because they don't have to worry. They're loaded with money, all these people who sit around.
Here's what happens. Until they do something, you should keep their money. You know?
Yeah.
That's what should happen, but that's probably not what happens. You know, I don't mean to just say that or do that, but you know what? It's time. It's time for action, and if there's no action, there's a problem now.
All right. Inner Sight. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell.
We salute them,
we honor them. And go an extra mile for a child, all right.
All
right, can we get a word from Mabel News?
Yes, we can. Just give me 2 seconds and I'll get you that word. All right, here
Abel.
We go. Abel News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, I got mad. I'm very angry and mad that the local agency here that is supposed to help me with my rent has raised the rent.
What's
instead
that?
Of lowering it.
Yeah.
You know, costing me more is not helping me.
No, it isn't.
You know? Now, we don't even know that they claim that they're allowed to do this legally. Well, what about morally? You know,
right?
Allowed to do this because the Social Security
is going
to go up. Now that didn't even go through yet.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's going to happen. I heard tonight on the news that the Democrats cut a lot of the programs, you know, that Biden wants. You know?
That's right. So,
I don't know what that includes.
That includes partly a partial stimulus that, you know, people would get on an ongoing basis. That includes that. That includes they cut on the amount of what. It's not only the Democrats, it's the Republican and the Democrats. They cut, whoever's voting on it, cut, you know, from the actual bill itself, the amount of money that's needed to do it all.
Yeah, well, they said they cut these social programs because they want to try to get the Republicans to approve it.
Yeah.
That's the
reason
they're
not approving
it
because it's going to cost a lot of money. Probably.
So, I don't know, but
people are suffering. They shouldn't be trying to decide right now.
It's like
what
we talk about all the time,
yeah.
You know. Why don't they get these damn agencies to start raising the money and help?
Well, I have another idea. You mentioned it on a show once, and I think they must have heard you, and I'll tell you what it is. Remember when you mentioned that that Trump should get some of his buddies together and spend on helping America get out of the deep hole that we're in, meaning a lot of the people who are rich, basically, and who have the money should, you know, be giving to a fund to help, you know, mostly the disabled because they don't have, you know, the help that is needed to succeed. I remember you saying that. And it's funny, I saw something that Biden was trying to get that approved. I was like, oh, they must be listening to our show. And that's what I said.
Well, I don't know, but there are people who can definitely influence money, you know, and raise a stimulus.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's no doubt about that. But I'm mad about this rent. I mean, this is horrible that this agency is supposed to help you.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And then they tell me.
I can't even get it.
Hold it. They tell me that I can't get an appeal. Well, I called my congressman today.
They can't do that. You
know, I'm hoping that they're going to do something about this. And on top of it, they won't even correspond with me in Braille and give me the
That's really. That's,
you know,
of course,
the stuff
the
so
line.
I can read it.
Yeah, no.
Myself. You know.
Yeah, you had to have somebody.
I'm after these son of a bitches. I'm not gonna back off. I want an appeal. I want a hearing, and I want the rent lowered.
Oh, pardon me. You should.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call upon these hard economic times as my reason for it.
Yeah, you should.
And the fact that they haven't given me anything in Braille.
Yeah, you should. Really, you should.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name the agency yet, but I will later.
No, but the thing I don't understand is how they could think that a person with a disability doesn't have a bigger challenge than somebody who doesn't have a disability. You know, they seem to think that it's somewhat, we're on equal standing, but that's not true. We are definitely not on, every day, we're not on equal standing, because if we were...
Well, that
America
comes from the fact that the damn
agencies
don't promote a wholesome image of us.
That's right.
That's about.
I know that.
Do you think one agency for the blind, in this case with my rent, would one agency for the blind step up and say, oh, we're going to pay the $28 a month?
Right.
Not one of them would do that. A lousy
$28.
Nope. You know, we don't want Mr. Perino to pay this because he's blind and he's had a hard time and they won't give him a guide dog. They won't give him the medical. You know, we're going to pay it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people treat us like that. Because these agencies don't set an example. You know? They don't set a damn example to show them otherwise. So anyway, 213-816-1650. Matt or Glad Monday if you want to sound off about anything, you know, on the phone. Any phone calls? Any callers?
Yeah, let me take a quick look. Hold on. I don't know why.
Intersight phone. Live.
Okay.
Matt or Glad.
Closed. Sorry, Frank. All right. Yes,
all right.
We do. We have Anthony.
Oh, all right. Anthony from Brooklyn on Mad or Glad.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Welcome.
Okay. Hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I have a sad and a mad tonight.
Oh,
I know that we've done a lot of criticism of the nursing homes, and I'm totally 100% with you on that, and I agree with you on that. I'm not, you know, disparaging our efforts in any way to try to get people out of nursing homes. But tonight, I'm going to do something that is probably unusual. I want to ask people, when you go to church this weekend, to pray for those who have been neglected and those who are disabled and those who have been forgotten about and those who are in desperate circumstances, whether, you know, they don't have enough money or don't live in a decent, safe place or an accessible place or who have to deal with these home care agencies. I have had several home health aides come in and out of my house. I had one that didn't want to work with me because he wanted Dominican people. I had another one that had his foot ran over by a motorcycle, and I had an old lady that can't walk anymore. But I think that these home care agencies just let these people off these cases for absolutely nothing. Now, I know that they say that they have the right, and I'm not trying to be a beggar or to sound like a child or be petty, but if an aide calls an agency and says that they don't want to be on your case because they don't feel like they're needed, can't the agency just tell the person, give us another day or two to find someone else, or, you know, why don't you try going back to the case and, you know, getting used to it and, you know, little by little, day by day, you know, they'll tell you what they need. I mean, I feel like, you know, you can't win for losing, and like I was telling Frank privately, and I don't think that I mentioned it on the show, but, you know, these agencies, in a lot of ways, these home care agencies, not just, you know, these agencies that are like Commission for the Blind or things like that, are a hopeless cause because, you know, you're depending on young people who are immature and, you know, are not intellectual enough, and they need two, but they can, you know, I don't think it would, but maybe people do, you know, damage these people's reputation with the agency in that way, because they could think that the person doesn't need care when they really do. And it seems like no matter what you do, these people come and go, and, you know, disabled people are at home. And I'm not saying it's, you know, you're worse off that way. You are better off, and, you know, you're less likely to get viruses. But, you know, now you're left without an aide, and tomorrow a bad storm is coming, and then they want to send people that they already had, you already had, that they know good and well don't do anything, and they just want to pass them off to you. And like I said, you're caught in a never-ending cycle of poverty, of living in a bad neighborhood, of being lonely in a lot of cases, of having no family, of, you know, depending on people that are old enough to be your son to carry out a mature person's job, you know, when they don't really care about anything but hanging out with their friends, socializing, and don't really intend to keep the job that long, or don't know, you know, don't really think that far in advance, or don't even, you know what their plans are in life. And I'm not saying, you know, that you expect it to be perfect, or, you know, that it's the best job in the world, but, you know, for $15 an hour, you're not really getting any better of a salary, any better of circumstances from these people. It's basically the same thing. I mean, you talk to these patient services directors and, oh, you know, don't leave our agency. We'll follow up with you. We'll get back to you. Da-da-da. Well, this, well, that, and no one gets back to you. And, you know, here we are with the same circumstances that people suffer with in the nursing homes. So, you know, you're by yourself, so you live in a house alone. You know, or in a situation where your family member can barely walk themselves, and you're struggling, and you have no one, just because some 25-year-old called the agency and says, well, I don't really feel like I'm needed there. I mean, just think about it. You know, if these, you know, if you were in a relationship, if a marriage were in that way,
I bet
you
gave them a couple of $100, they wouldn't talk like that.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that too, but they already know what the salary was before they got there. I mean, to be honest with you, Frank, I think that a lot of these people want you to do these sulk and sorrow pity trips before they, you know, want to
yeah,
keep your
well,
case. Yeah,
well, you got to get the first four. You got to get the right people. You know, secondly,
right.
well, I should say, put this first. First of all, the money should be supervised by you got to change the system. That's what you're talking about. The money should be supervised by the person who needs the help, you know, as long as they can understand it and comprehend it. You know, otherwise you got to get somebody very honest and bonded to help them with that. But the whole key is the money, you know.
Well, I understand, you treat somebody right,
and you give them enough money, and they're reliable, and you know that they come from a reliable agency, and you won't have half these problems that you're talking
about.
But
I agree with you, but, Frank, I mean, we are working on that, right? But what, you know, and I know you don't have an answer to this because you're not gone, and I don't either, but what happens to these people in the meantime? I mean, you know, we can only be as nice as we know how to be, as we can be. But in the end, you know, people are going to decide what they want for whatever reason. You know, maybe they want a more active case to them. Your case is not active enough. But to me, I mean, to be blunt with you and honest with you, I feel like this program, you know, forces us to do a whole lot of ass-kissing because we're disabled and we need help.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
in the meantime,
a lot of shame,
all you can do is keep... Excuse me. All you can do is keep telling what's going on and letting people know that this money
right.
is being wasted.
Right,
it
and
is.
Just keep repeating it. And this is and I want to remind you guys that they now have managed care to so-called cut down on the Medicaid costs and stuff like that.
Right.
But we know that this, you know, this managed care is a bunch of nonsense anyway, and they, you know, budget it differently, and it's cheaper, yeah, but they try to figure out ways to get more money out of the government themselves, and it's all a sham in the end, too, because they want to keep their jobs, and the traditional Medicaid is gone, and they don't want the price to go up, because then it won't be managed anymore like they want to. But we're still sitting here, Frank, you know, with an aid now, with no aid for 2 days, and then they're just going to want to shove off another female if they don't get someone in their orientation tomorrow that's a male. And I encourage more males to do this job because I think that, you know, anyone can do it, whether they're male or female. You know, they're needed, and there's some people that, you know, for religious reasons don't want a female. They, you know, need privacy when they shower, or, you know, need help maneuvering around, or their wheelchair being pushed when they go places, or whatever the situation is. But I just feel like, you know, okay, they've opened up more agencies for us because, you know, now we can switch the agency easier by just a call. But, you know, the coronavirus, which I still say is a convenient excuse that they're going to carry on for, you know, as long as they can until my great-grandchildren get older,
You're right.
I wish the stimulus would go along with that, though.
Yeah, is a pitiful, you know, carry-on excuse that needs to come to an end, and, you know, it just helps them carry on their bullshit, you know, a little bit more than they have. And meanwhile, the government is shelling out billions of dollars for people that can't even get a haircut or a shave. And, you know, don't have food in their house because they have these, you know, young people that are working that are not showing up, or, you know, that don't bathe their clients or have them sleeping on dirty bed sheets, or, you know, are not changing their clothes for them, or whatever it is. And I know that the government's not going to do any better until the system is changed, because social workers are a bunch of them too, because all they can do is call the agencies just like you, and they just want to intervene in your life so they can, you know, have an open case and all that. But and this agency knows who they are, and it's just typical. But I think it's a whole lot of nonsense, basically, Frank, because
what needs to be done is that you need to restructure home care to be more like what we're saying, where we have control over the money that we pay for the services. Because, you know, I really did notice something. When we're paying for my aunt's care in Florida, because she has a home, and if we do it any other way, she'll lose that. Okay, and she won't have any money to help her out.
Right, and then she'll be poor, right.
Right, mm-hmm. And she'll be perfect for a nursing home. That's what they want, you know.
Right.
And I'm not happy. I noticed the difference in the care, though. It is a big difference.
But you're not going to be able to continue doing that.
That's right. Until the money, when the money runs out, that's it. Why can't these agencies, all of them, join together and, you know, take up the cause and say, okay, this money belongs to the disabled. This money needs to go in the pocket of the disabled person. We are taking the money from the disabled. It's not going to happen, all right? If that happens, I have a Brooklyn Bridge that I'd like to sell you, because I don't feel that would happen. Sorry.
Right, like I always tell you about the riverfront property that you all know that I don't have. And that's the point. I mean, basically, Frank, I'll put it to you this way, and you know, not to sound outlandish, but if you were bedbound and you needed someone to turn you so they can wipe your butt, you'd still be full of shit anyway, because they can't find someone that can do it. So, I mean, I know that we're all not perfect, we're all not, really tall bodybuilders and things like that, but, you know, and I know that life isn't perfect, but damn, Frank, this is,
we're not looking for perfect, a shame,
yeah,
no, this
not?
Is,
we're looking for
is,
an equal chance to live our lives.
That's
yeah,
right.
this is in no way what, you know, any normal person would live like or could imagine living life or
they
like
couldn't handle it.
Yeah, what anybody would want. I mean,
no,
you sit on the phone till all day and get voicemails and leave messages and people never call you back, and then sit till 5:30 in the afternoon, then call the emergency number, then sit with the phone by you, then wait for them to call you back, or for them to play with the computer and tell you that they don't have anybody and you have to wait till tomorrow. And if you have no family, then you're by yourself and you don't eat, you don't bathe.
People don't realize what it means. They say, "Oh, why can't you just do?" And you're like, "No, I can't. What part of I can't do that don't you understand?"
Or can't you just handle this and that? And it's like, you know, how would I put this to you? I know it sounds pitiful, but it's like, Suzanne, these people have no heart. You tell the person, "I'll see you tomorrow," and then you don't know what circumstances the person could be in tomorrow, that they're, you know, they could be depending on you and they could really need you. You don't know what could change in a day or night. They're waiting on you. They're counting on you. They're looking for it. And then you just call all of a sudden, "I don't want to go back because I don't feel like I'm needed." But if the client did that, you'd never hear the end of it. I mean, it's like somebody calling and saying they don't want to go back because the sky is blue. You know, these agencies are just pitiful, Suzanne. And all they do is give you a magnet on the refrigerator and, you know, an emergency number that only has limited... And all this paperwork, and you sign and sign and sign in a lot of cases till your hands get tired and wait for the nurse to come and run to the doctor.
I can't even see what I'm signing.
Somebody has to sign it for you. And then run to the doctor.
No, I sign it, but I don't know what I'm signing. There's no way I know what I'm signing. They have to read it to me, and I make them read it to me.
Right, and that's a long thing.
All right.
That they
Anthony, do we have any other callers?
Sure.
Let me check. Oh, hold on.
Anthony, we're going to move on.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a really exciting... We have a caller now. I just refreshed.
All right, New York, 837, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And what Anthony is expressing goes for millions and millions and millions of people all over this country.
It does.
Because when an agency tells you they can't help you, they still have the money to help
That's
you.
Right.
See? You can't help me? All right.
Give me the
money. Put the money on Western Union in my name.
Right. And I'll find a way to help myself. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. You know, and then you call your maybe your brother or your best friend. I can give you $150. Come over and help me.
Help
you know,
me.
Whatever
yeah.
it is. See?
Yeah.
That's what I
That's
tell
what
these
my
sons
aunt.
Of bitches. Put
That's
the money. You got the
able.
Money to help me?
Right. Help me. Yeah.
You know? They got the money.
Yes, they do.
So what the hell's the excuse? You know, the money, you know what it is? The money's not being used in the right way. That's
what it
is.
They want to keep the money. That's what it is.
If they have the money to help the person, and they're not allowing us to be a part of that, they're not using the money in the right way. All right, inside, who we got on the line?
I don't know. We'll find out in a second.
All right, keep it clean, callers, and...
Yeah.
Right, Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Oops.
Hello?
Good evening.
Yeah, what if I don't feel like keeping it clean?
Well, then we'll have to boot you off.
I'm going to boot you off, Frank. All
yeah,
right, this
what's
is
up?
Joe.
Hey,
so,
Joe. What's
hey,
up?
How's the journey going towards replacing the nursing homes?
Actually,
well,
we found out statistics.
Yeah. Now, $172 billion in 2019.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. I suspect that they spent more in the last 2 years, you know. But at least we got that figure.
Yeah.
And I spoke to a friend of mine, and she has a son who's a brilliant mathematician, disabled guy, you know. And she's going to ask him if he can figure all this out. So I'll know. I should know tomorrow or next day.
So you're taking the first few steps. And
yeah,
$161 billion is what? That's what the government paid the agencies? Or what was that money allotted to?
That's for the care in
the
nursing home.
For the lack of
care in the nursing
home.
Okay. All right. Well, don't forget, in order to convince Congress, because they're going to the nursing homes, either you have two missions. Either you're going to have to convince them to switch over their infrastructure to the kind of infrastructure you guys want on their own, or you're going to have to go to Congress and have laws revisited and revised in order to have it done. So,
well, we already have the Americans with Disability Act. All they need to do is amend it.
That's right.
That law
Congress
makes
doesn't
it,
listen to people.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
The
Congress
the
does
ADA,
not listen to people.
The what?
Congress does not listen to people unless they have clout.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
And money.
So clout, money, some kind of status, people behind them. So
right.
If you only have four or five people who want to go visit Congress, maybe out of a photo op, they'll listen to you, but they won't do shit. Maybe
we had
you can,
somebody who did that.
who went in front of Congress?
No, he went upstate New York to talk with the legislators, and they waited to the end of their meeting and then listened to what he had to say.
That wasn't upstate. That was right here in Suffolk County.
Oh, that was in Suffolk? Oh, I thought it was upstate. I'm sorry.
Oh.
And it really was a sad state of affairs that they waited. They made this poor person wait. He's disabled and he really shouldn't have waited. Everybody has equal chance in this country, I thought. You know, but you know what? I must have thought wrong.
What we're going to do is release the information to the Associated Press, to the news. We're going to send out a news release, you know, and then
that's a good idea.
Try to go to Congress.
Yeah, you have to do it that way.
Now that worked last time when I met with my congressman about the service dog situation.
Yeah, I remember that.
At least he gave me a face-to-face meeting because he saw my story in the paper and because somebody called him from the local town hall who's one of the influential politicians.
Yeah.
So that's the way I want to do it. I want to release this to the media.
Yeah, you need it.
Okay, and then what's going to happen?
And then try to get a congressman
an appointment.
Believe
me.
You guys mind another suggestion?
You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
We're open.
Here we are.
The idea of the press release is good. But if you get one person representing only one or two or three people in front of Congress, he's going to use that in his newsletter to make himself look good. But if he doesn't change any laws, that's a wasted effort, right?
We know that.
Okay.
We've had that happen to us already.
Yeah. So before I got on the air, I heard Frank say there are millions of people who would like to have agencies, nursing homes change or something. Why don't you form an organization inviting other disabled people to come to the organization you form? So if you got like 1,000, 5,000 people, you have 5,000, 1,000 people behind you when you go visit your dumbass congressman.
Well, that's why we have a petition and we have the show on Wednesday night. If we can get enough names on that petition.
That's it.
You know, that'll help a lot.
Well, how many names you got now?
I don't know.
Very
how many
few.
We got?
Eight. It's terrible.
A few names.
It's like nobody cares.
Well, it's not terrible. We got to start it. We got to push it. We got to dramatize
it. That's exactly right. That's what I was
yeah,
going to say.
Yeah.
It's not going to fall in your lap.
Got to dramatize. We got 80,000 on the other one, on the one for the service doors.
Almost 80, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so if you repeat the same kind of activity you did for that, that would be helpful. And next time you get your congressman,
well, we
got 80,000 names.
I went out.
That's what I'm saying.
Performed.
You can't just wait for it to drop in your lap.
No, it's not. Yeah. See, I have to take that petition, and I've got to find a location because I need to be indoors because of my oxygen. So my oxygen needs. So I need definitely, I'm going to do it because that's my baby. Because let me say something. Too many people have passed on in my family not to let this rest. And even friends that have asked us as an organization, one guy
right.
who's really close to Frank, he used to do mm-hmm. a radio show with Frank, he passed on. So, I mean, he asked for us to make sure that AIDS were even allowed into, you know, in our
right.
own home health aid is allowed into the nursing homes. That's not allowed. They call that double dipping. But that isn't double dipping because the money's there.
I like to dip them.
Yeah, exactly. Let them be in their own, you know, waste. Let them
mm-hmm.
be dropped from a Hoyer lift. Let them, like my mom, you know, they forgot to have a two-person assist. That's what she was there for because she needed a two-person assist. And she was dropped and hit her head and had a huge hematoma in her skull between the, you know, the skull bone and there. That this is all stuff that killed my family members. And I'm going to say that, and I will say it. Right to a congressman. They didn't like when we said that. Are you going to change the language? You know, our congressman said.
Well, you
got to
get a lot
no.
of signatures on that petition.
Yeah, I do.
America
doesn't give a rat's ass about the disabled, just like
no.
they don't give a rat's ass about the normal people when you reach mm. past 60 or so.
Right.
So this is a youth-oriented kind of society. And if people don't look out for themselves, nobody else is going to look out for you.
Yeah,
but what
that's
I'm going
true.
To do, I'm going to stop making suggestions because after a while it'll become a pain in the ass.
No, you're
and
not.
I don't have
yeah, you're all
game.
Right, Joe.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah? All
right. Yeah. I like your suggestion.
Oh, you're a
you
good
know
pain
why?
In the ass.
Yeah, we got
yeah.
we got
well,
bad
as long as it's a good one.
Who've been on this show before. Believe me, you're not even close.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your show. I just wanted to
okay.
call in.
No,
okay.
I'm happy.
Thanks
that
so
you
much.
Did. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Call anytime.
Take care. Anytime.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. In a sight, and I'd like to suggest to Joe that you go to change.org and look at the petition and sign it, maybe get some friends to sign it. We'd greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, it's our whole plan right there.
Matt, a glad Monday.
So, type in, hold on, let me tell them what to type for that petition.
Yeah.
Just type in when you get there, InterSight, and you'll be able to, you know, search for our organization page, and then in the organization page, you'll find petition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is our show, Get Rid of the Nursing Homes That Kill People. And we're hoping to have a guest on who has the job of trying to get people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of information and stories that she could put out.
Yeah, that's good.
You know? So we're hoping to have my dear friend Allie on Wednesday
also,
night.
Frank, I told Maureen if she has the opportunity to call in. She said she would.
Yeah.
So we're
going
to get more people to talk about this. Yeah.
All right. And by the way, any people, any mall owners or store
Please.
Owners who have had experiences.
Yeah.
We're looking for an indoor spot where Suzanne can set up, you know, have a sign or whatever, and
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need a chair. She's got a chair.
Yep.
You know, and get signatures, and we'll even try to have a get a flyer made up.
Yeah, we should.
You know, get signatures on our petition to get rid of these nursing homes, and the flyer will explain how people could remain in their own home and be safe.
Exactly.
So the questions won't be so severe if they read it and they see it. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
So anybody out there, if you have a store or you're a mall owner or, you know, you're open to this, let us know. We want to try to get as many signatures as possible.
Exactly.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and you can go to change.org and read the petition.
Yeah.
We have two. One on the service dog schools and one on the nursing homes.
Yep.
All right.
We have more
Thursday
than
night.
Two,
I don't know. We gotta. What?
I couldn't delete some of them because they were a little difficult to do so. So I have to give them a call. There's more than that. There's four total petitions, but the ones that are most important are active and open. So that should be good. People should be
able to
see
that. What are you
talking about?
Names?
No. There's four petitions there. Remember when we were getting help from PR firm? Remember that PR firm?
The four petitions?
Yeah, there are.
I don't know why there are four, but
you mean
one they left them up there, you mean?
Yeah, they did, and it was,
oh, right.
I don't even know where to take them down. I got to give them a call. They can't
yeah.
see it. It's a little difficult.
But we can remove the others. We don't want it to be confusing.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. It.
Thursday night, subject to be announced. Friday, we got the funnies over here. So, you know, start the weekend off right with Inner Sight on the Friday frolics. And we'll have the usual gang, you know, Jimmy Dinigan, everybody else, all right? Friday night.
Okay.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can phone in if you want to talk about it. 213-816-1650. And I hope that these politicians wake up, you know, and realize that there are millions and millions of people who struggle through every day.
Yeah.
You know, every day. With the programs that they have set up. Now you see why I talk about programs, because look what happened now. The Democrats,
yeah.
on according to the NBC business news, the Democrats have cut, sliced off, I think as the news put it, sliced off pieces of these programs. You see why you can't rely on programs? You know why you need the agencies in there to contribute, to start raising money? Because look what happens. Every time the Congress gets started, they cut these things that are supposed to help us. Now, if the agencies were in on it, you know, and they came along and said, next month, is our telethon or next whatever it is, you know. We're going to try to make up the difference as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know. That's what needs to be done. Or whatever fundraising events they want to do. I mean, it doesn't have to be a telethon. That's just my idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a television freak. in front of the camera, that is. But, you know, this is why we say people are not protected. Program doesn't mean a damn thing. You could apply for it, bust your ass, do all the paperwork, be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And then next month, Congress comes along and boom, oh, we can't do that anymore.
We don't have the money.
Yeah.
That usually happens.
But they took it away.
Yeah, no.
But if you had the agencies there to say, oh, what this person needs another $5,000, okay.
Yeah, well, let's raise the
emergency
money.
Board meeting. How are we going to raise this, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Stuff like that. Should be that way, yes. Doesn't happen that way, but it should be that way.
Like, we want to establish a fund called Volunteers for Freedom.
Yeah.
To help people who need extra care in their home that the state won't pay for. See, here's an example.
Yeah.
You know? And every agency for the disabled and elderly should contribute to this.
That's right.
So that we can start it. But there's an example of what I'm talking about. See? That program, you want to call it that, I hate that word, but that idea cannot be taken away by Congress because it won't have nothing to do with Congress.
That's true.
See? It's the agencies who put money in it, and they can make money from it because there'll be legitimate fundraisers. They're allowed to take, 20%?
I don't know about how much. I remember 15 was something that somebody had mentioned.
They may have raised it. I don't know. That's easy enough to find out.
Yeah.
But there you have the reason why these programs are no damn good. You know, and I go back to what the guy said at one of the big independent living centers. Most people die before we can get to them in the.
It's true. Look what happened to my mom.
There it is. What good is the program?
It's not.
So, this is a big part of what InnerSight wants to do. Now, we got some statistics, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to get more names on that petition.
Yeah.
And we're moving forward. We have a weekly show now on nursing homes. You know. By the way, anyone who has a business and you're in the mall or any mall owner, if you want to give us a space, you know, let Suzanne hang out whatever time you designate. We can do a podcast right from that spot and advertise your business, your store.
That's true.
You know, put it up on Facebook. Invite people. You know, we can do that once a month or whatever you want to do. Once a month or you know, twice a month, whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
We have access to time. So we offer you that and in connection with the getting named on that petition.
We have to. We've got to do something.
All right, InnerSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Thank all our callers, Joe, Anthony, and everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else who listens, we appreciate it. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, our direct phone number. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. And thank you. This has been Mad or Glad Monday around the world. So we hope that some people heard us. I'm sure they did.
I hope so.
All over. InnerSight. We need more InnerSight.
Yes, we do.
People who think like InnerSight.
Yeah.
Think inner sight. Think it. Live it.
Yeah.
It'd be a better world. It'd be a much better world without nursing home. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.